Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Ryan Jackson. He's an entrepreneur, mentor, and author. Ryan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So when we have conversations with people, a lot of times, frankly, people sound kind of boring because I've met literally hundreds of thousands of people around the world, whether they're billionaires or people like Elon Musk or Paris Hilton or Justin Bieber. And I always love it when I talk to new people I don't know, whether they're famous or not. And you said something prior to us starting this podcast. We talked about how you said that Thailand was your spiritual country. Did you say, like, what was your phrasing?
My spiritual home.
Home, yeah. And what do you mean by that again?
Well, I first visited Thailand around about 8 years ago. It was for my 30th birthday, actually, with my other half. And so immediately when landing into the country, it deeply resonated with me. There was just a deep connection that I hadn't experienced in any other location that I've ever visited. And it was my first time to Asia. So it's a bit of a reality check, because it can be very alien from, you know, the Western world. But I just felt a deep love for the culture, the people, the food, the cuisine. And I really felt as though it was where I belonged. I felt as if I was at home. And so for me, that was really powerful. And it kind of kick-started a journey of me actually making the commitment to invest and build companies essentially within Thailand, in order for me to justify to keep on coming back, and not to just justify to myself, but to also justify to my other half as well. So I really fell in love with the country.
So I say that, Ryan, because frankly everyone is trying to find that dream, trying to feel the way that you feel. So I reference that as our beginning story, because too many people that I see, especially in the Western world, they're like, oh, I got to make money. I got to make $1 million. I got to make $1 billion. I got to buy the car. I got to buy the house. But unfortunately, they still don't feel like we just shared about this spiritual home. So I wanted you to share your enthusiasm, because ultimately, isn't that what we all want, really? Like, it's like that freedom, that feeling to be in a place that you have had such deep connection. Because I just meet so many people, Ryan, they're not connected with themselves, they're not connected with the people around them, they're not connected with the environment. But you have a great story to share, because again, without that passion and connection, what's the point of having success? And you wrote a book called The Success Rebellion. So I hope our listeners really know that they'll learn from you in terms of success on the financial and the business side. But I hope they really take you as an example to learn from you from a spiritual standpoint, where you want to have that feeling for a place where a cause. So in your case, again, I've painted the picture of what I hope our listeners can experience as you have. But now let's talk about the how. Let's talk about your success rebellion. What is that about, and what do you hope to teach your readers?
Yeah, so the success rebellion was really coined from my journey, from where I've come from. So just to give you a bit of context, you know, I grew up in East London, just my mum, and, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say we was poor, but we was definitely disadvantaged, both financially and just from a viewpoint of understanding how to overcome your challenges. Unfortunately, when you're born into a particular location, let's just say, or a particular environment, it's very easy to become a byproduct of that environment. And so for me, growing up, I never really had many dreams, didn't really have many aspirations. My aspiration was to get a council house and to be on, you know, welfare. So I remember for my 18th birthday, for example, you know, most people, when it comes to the 18th, it's quite a monumental period in their life. Some people are excited because they get the opportunity when in the UK to go out to, you know, your local bar or pub and have a drink. You know, some people, they have the right to vote. But for me, I was excited because I was now eligible to have, you know, government welfare, £40 a week, which I considered as free money. And sadly, I've in that sense, I thought I was actually winning. And so that gives you some indication of where I was actually at that time. I wasn't ambitious. I didn't have any drive. I was an intelligent individual, but I was a product of my environment. I didn't have any dreams. I didn't have any aspirations. I just accepted life as it is, and I didn't know any different. However, you know, for me, I was quite fortunate, whether it be luck or my path or my journey, I began to discover personal development. And through the commitment of learning and self-education, I slowly began to increase my my perspective of what was possible in life.
And who did you learn from, Ryan? Like, when you say personal development, who did you learn from? Did you go to a seminar? Did you read a book? Did you watch videos?
I guess the turning point for me came from a very unlikely source. And so I was thrown a bit of a lifeline for my brother, who got me a job in the city. And what I started to notice that on the train, on the commute to and from work, there was one or two individuals who'd be sat down, they'd be reading. And you have to understand that, you know, in my social circle, reading wasn't the norm. You know, it wasn't something, you know, since school, it isn't something that I actually partook in. And so, you know, for whatever reason, I felt some form of gravitational pull to this concept. And there was a small book that was located to where I was working. And I walked past there on a daily basis. And just one day, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go and purchase a book. So I was looking through the window, and there wasn't anything in particular that drew my attention. So I went inside, and then there was sat on the shelf was this book called Killing Pablo. So it was written by Mark Bolden, and it was the life story of Pablo Escobar. So I thought, if I'm going to read a book, it's got to be at least a cool book, I think. I went in and purchased it. And that night, I think that was where the pivotal moment in my life where it occurred, that shift in perspective. And in the first chapter, it gives you an indication or some insight to how Pablo started. So he came from extreme poverty. His mum had to go out and steal to provide him with clothes. You know, he came with, you know, from he didn't really have much of an education. And despite these challenges, he was still very ambitious. One of his ambitions was to become president of Colombia. But being in I think he was in university, for whatever reason, he felt as though it was unrealistic. He needed to choose a different route in order for him to achieve his goals or his ambitions. And so he unfortunately went into crime, and you all know the story through Narcos that he became the fifth richest man in the world. But before that time, I had always seen success being something that you either were born into it, you was born into a network and you know, and it was, you know, inherent, or you inherited that level of success, or you had to be extremely lucky. And with Pablo, he was just a bum, just you know, a normal street thug, but yet through his commitment, through his, you know, ingenuity, whatever you want to call it, and be it a negative means, the same principles apply. It doesn't matter what vocation you're in, what industry, be it negative or positive, the same success principles apply. And so for me, the coin dropped, the penny dropped, the fact that anyone can achieve success if they apply the same principles or apply or take a particular journey. So for me, it was kind of the shift happened whereby I knew that, given my background, given my level of intelligence, I too could achieve some level of success in my life in a positive way, be it. But it was just coming from reading a book. And then I started to read, like, I think I found a book, Tony Robbins, and then other Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it just spiraled and it grew from there. And so now I try and commit to reading at least one book a month, in the genre of self-help or business or anything that I'm actually looking to progress in. And, you know, from that, I've now got to a point where I've built a number of companies turning millions of pounds a year. As I was saying to you earlier, Christopher, I'm actually moving to Bali on Sunday with my family. And so I think my journey is just an indication of what can happen when you really commit yourself to a self-education journey.
That's great, Ryan. That's a perfect way to end it. Now, your book called The Success Rebellion, what is the one key message that you want your readers to learn from you?
I think the one key message would be to not accept life as it is, and the fact that you have the ability to create the life that you choose, the life that you desire, and irrespective of what challenges are in front of you, irrespective of the environment that you've been brought up in, irrespective of your history, you have the opportunity to reframe that and allow that to work for you as opposed to working against you. So now everyone has the opportunity to build the life that they truly desire in alignment with their values. So we hear a lot of the time people achieve mass success but never truly achieve happiness. And one of the main reasons for that is they're in the pursuit of material possessions. They're in pursuit of material things that they feel relates or they feel equates to success. However, the Success Rebellion is a guide into achieving holistic success. Success that is really going to bring you that sense of fulfillment and that sense of reward and purpose, as opposed to just the attainment of material possessions.
Love that. Love that. Ryan, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests learn about you and read your book that comes out?
You can follow me across my various platforms. My website, www.ryanjackson.org. The Success Rebellion is out on the 21st of October. You can purchase it on Amazon or any high-quality bookstore. Be sure to purchase a copy and start your Success Rebellion.
Great. Ryan, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Christopher, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.